It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And this has been quite a first week of March. I'll comment on that a little bit more later. But right now, I want to take a time to look back on February. When we last spoke, we were finishing up the month of February. The average temperature for the month of February this year was about 4.5 degrees above normal. Now, both December and January were below normal. So we had one that got above normal. The amount of snow, thanks to that snow that we got on the last week of almost the last day, third last day of the month, we ended up a little bit more than normal. Normal for February is about 15 inches. This was 16 inches, and there was moisture in the snows, and we had precipitation-wise quite a bit above normal. The melting of the snowpack that we have, it's been interesting to note the Weather Service. We started off the month, they claimed we had a snowpack of 20 inches. Now, it depends on where you are. I'm sure there are places that have considerably more, and all you have to do is look around. You'll see places with considerably less. But I am concerned about the melting of the snowpack, whether it's going to replenish the vernal ponds, these little ponds that show up in the spring when the snow melts. We'll see if that happens. It's very, very important. There's a lot of critters that depend on those. Let's look back on the entire winter. According to the Weather Service, December, January, and February make up the winter. And if we put all three together and we looked at an average temperature, the average temperature for those three was about 12.5 degrees as compared to about 14.5 degrees as being normal. So we had those three are all below normal. Snowfall was also below normal, 38 inches when we normally would get about 50. And the same thing with the precipitation. As we get into March, I think I made a comment last time about how early March, all sorts of things can happen. Well, all sorts of things are happening. We had the first day, Weather Service recorded minus 11 degrees on March 1. At my house here, it was minus 12. Well, that 11 degrees below zero was colder than any temperature we had for the whole month of February. So we went from there, and things start to change. They started to warm up, and we had a temperature this week of 48 degrees, which was warmer than any of the previous couple of months. So we went from the coldest to the warmest. In addition to that, we didn't have any snow until a little bit on Thursday morning. We had a little snow, but we had a forecast of rain. We had fog. We had clear days. And we had wind. If you put all those together, yeah, we kind of run the gamut. One thing that was missing, hasn't happened yet, is thunder. And yes, it's in the forecast. It might be coming soon this weekend. So yes, March is strange. And you can imagine any kind of weather pattern, and it's going to happen. It can be way below zero, and it can be considerably above zero. You can have a difference during the course of the month. We could have a difference of 80, 70, 80, 90 degrees. So we'll see how much of that happens. But I think right now we had a couple of clear days this week with temperatures in the 40s, and that started making us think in terms of spring things going on. And yes, they are. Oh, the one thing that we had a disappointment of this week was the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse, which took place on Tuesday morning, March 3, was very early in the morning, and I was up to look, but so were a bunch of clouds, and I couldn't even see the moon at all. That is something that you have to deal with when you talk about eclipses. The clouds often seem to make a difference. But we did have the full moon. We also have some very bright Venus in the west for the sunsets. We had a couple of beautiful sunsets this week. But let's take a look at other things, spring things going on. This week, as of March 1, the hawk count began. The hawk ridge is well known for doing its bird count in the fall. And what a lot of people don't realize is that there is another raptor count that takes place in the spring. It takes place at Anger on West Skyline or Thompson Hill. This week they began, and the big count, of course, is bald eagles. And yes, it's been living up to its name. That site there has become very famous in the country as being the best place in the spring to see bald eagles, and it has really happened. On the first, there were about 35, I believe it was. On the second, the number went up to about 40. But on the third, there was almost 100 bald eagles that were counted. On the fourth, it dropped down a little bit to about 60 before the fog moved in. Now, that's really impressive numbers. Now, they do count other raptors, but the other raptors, the one that's most noted was the golden eagle, and there was only about five of those that were seen. Red-tailed hawk, sharp-chin hawk, and we're also seeing rough-leg hawk, we're also seeing, but the biggest one, of course, is the bald eagles. Well, they count things besides that, and they had a count of a couple of Canada geese. That was one that I've been looking for every day, but I have not yet seen. If there's open water, there are probably going to be some Canada geese around. They almost always show up in early March. Other things of note, during the time of these warmer temperatures and longer days, there is some changes, movement that takes place. And I now have finches at the bird feeder, which is interesting. I had not had all winter until just like a few days ago. And now some finches of redpolls and goldfinches have been showing up. Then there is the other movements going on. I looked out at the bird feeder, and besides seeing all the squirrels on the ground that feed on the seeds, there was another mammal out there. It was a cottontail rabbit. Wow, interesting. Where I live, I see the tracks of the snowshoe hare throughout the winter. Very common. Snowshoe hares live mostly in forest, and we have a lot of forested land here. And so I see their tracks. I almost never see the hare itself, but I see their tracks. Well, one day this past week, I looked out at the feeder, and there was a cottontail rabbit. A couple days later, there was a second one. Now, what's going on, of course, is there's some movement around in the world of a lot of these small mammals, rabbits and squirrels. They are hungry right now, and they're going for a place to find food. But they have another issue, and that is most of them are working on having their first litter of the season. And so it's going to be a difficult time for them. But I was very glad to see the cottontail rabbit. And we'll see if it sticks around or if it's just for a short time. Other things of note, the trees have been interesting. This is a time when we see the tree. The trees stand out there all winter. And so, therefore, they're going to respond when we get these longer, milder days. And I've mentioned last time about the willow buds and the quaking aspen buds. Both of them open up with these really furry buds early in the season. The willow ones are a small shrub, and it's easy to see the buds. They're low. You can even walk up to the tree and break them off. The quaking aspen buds are high up, and it's hard to get to, but you can still see them unfolding. In addition to that, there is the small shrub, the red osier dogwood, which at this time, if we get towards spring, turns bright red. And I've been doing some driving around in the region lately, and wow, do they stand up or stand out along the roadside. They're a small shrub. They hardly get up to 10 feet tall, but the branches and stem all the way down to the ground turn bright red, and they often grow in big groups. And so sometimes it's hard to not notice them. There's also a tapping of maple trees going on, which is another interesting thing involving the trees at this time of year. As we continue to go through March, be on the lookout for a few more things. It's not going to be that long from now that we're going to start to see a robin in our yard, or perhaps a grackle. Or if you have a swamp nearby, like I walk by every day, perhaps the first red-winged blackbird. And that is not unusual to see some more of these hawks and raptors and things like turkey vultures. Harriers may start to show up. The owls are calling more at night. That's mostly barred owls and great horned owls, but we may be hearing the beeping sound as well of the saw-whet owl. won't be long from now, 2 weeks, perhaps maybe 3 weeks, we may start to hear the drumming of the ruffed grouse or the gobbling of the turkeys. So yes, we are at a time when things are happening. We are getting longer days. We passed the 11 hours threshold. We got into the threshold this week of having sunsets after 6 o'clock. We now are getting into this weekend 11 and a half hours of daylight, and this weekend we're also entering daylight savings time. So instead of having a lighter morning, we will have a lighter evening. And not far from now, we'll be at the vernal equinox, which this year is going to be on March 20. So yes, a lot of things happen as we move through this really strange month. And so keep your eyes open. It's going to be an interesting trip. So take care.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.